you ever have a situation where your kid comes running into the room and they're like, Mom, please, $20. I need to buy this, whatever it is, because they're playing Fortnite and it's an add-on. What is that all about and why are they out to get your money? David Thomas is the professor of fun. You can find him online at thefunbooks.com. David, this was the first time that I was playing Fortnite and it seemed like everything cost money. I thought like back in the day that you could just earn like points and then you're able to buy things.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, the world has changed. You know, somewhere along the line, the video game industry figured out this brilliant model, which is free to play, right? Like you can get in there and you can play it and you get hooked. You enjoy the game and then they're going to sell you stuff in the game. And it used to be like the question was, oh no, should you be able to buy things that make you more powerful in the game? And that bummed people out because they felt like, oh, you play to win or pay to win. So then they came with this other model, which is even more brilliant, which is it's free to play and you can buy stuff, but the stuff doesn't affect the game. And this is Fortnite, right? So basically you're buying costumes so that you can look cool in the game. And I have no idea why it works, but it works to the tune of billions of dollars. So you ask, why are they doing it? Billions of dollars.
David, you mean to tell me the $20 that I gave in for my nephew to get whatever the Midas, I don't know, Midas surfboard was, doesn't actually do anything? It's just to look cool?
Basically, yeah, that's just what it is. I mean, it's because it's all about, you know, who you are in the world. I mean, it's no different than buying Air Jordans and walking downtown.
I mean, it's brilliant, honestly, that they tie it into the individualism that we're pushing so much. I mean, right? We all are special. We're all individuals, and it's about expressing ourselves no matter in what form we see ourselves. So why wouldn't we put a dollar amount attached to that? David, I used to love Grand Theft Auto. I just heard this past week that Grand Theft Auto 7, is it, at this point? Was basically ripped off or hacked and a bunch of stuff ended up out there in the public. What is that like for the industry? How does that happen and what does it mean?
Boy, I mean, it's a good question. I mean, you know, there's some early footage released or, you know, I sometimes even wonder if it was like if it was on purpose. The game industry used to be really easy to understand because there were a few big players. The prices were pretty set. You kind of knew it was coming, but it's gotten very complex. But, you know, whenever Grand Theft Auto comes out, it's going to sell, again, it's going to sell $1 billion of games because people love the franchise. They know the game. They're going to buy it. They're going to play it.
I remember seeing those numbers before and thinking to myself, like, this has completely eclipsed the movie industry. I mean, they can make the kind of money that a movie like Top Gun Maverick just came out. They can make that in a week.
On fake costumes that they have to wear.
that's not even before they get into the costumes. I can only imagine after that, right? It's residual almost. David, you're the professor of fun. What's the game that you're playing right now?
I've ordered a Steam Deck, and this is the thing I'm the most excited about. It's kind of like the adult version of the Switch. I love the Switch, but now I can have access to all these old cool PC games, and so it's not even a game anymore. It's like I want that platform so I can lay in bed and play RPGs and real-time strategy games and all these computer games.
You want to check out David Thomas for yourself? You can head to his website, funatworkbooks.com. Thanks, David.